Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern on Southern Rock. And as I've been mentioning all day today, the second annual Baton Rouge Veterans Day Parade is taking place on Sunday. It rolls at 2 o'clock. And, of course, it's brought to you by the Capital Area Veterans Association and would not be possible without the man who is in studio with me now, Mr. Tommy Strait. Hey, Tommy, how's it going today?
How are you doing?
Good. Are you excited about the big parade on Sunday?
Yes, I am.
Good. Well, I know that you put a lot of work into this, and it seems to be getting a lot more exposure this year. For folks to come out and say thank you to the men and women who have served our country, who are serving our country, what are some of the events that are in association with the parade, and then tell us about the parade itself and the route?
Well, we're going to have the area around the USS Kidd blocked off from noon until 6. We have a couple of food vendors. We had somebody selling sodas. We have a man selling lemonade. We have four bands scheduled to play, and they're going to start at 10 in the morning and go till 6 at night. We have a flag display that's being set up by the Blue Star Moms, number one chapter, and we have a tent set up. We're going to have T-shirts for sale. We're going to have small 4x6 American flags to hand out to the people in the parade. We're going to have a parade program, which is 20 pages long. We have different veterans groups, like Disabled American Veterans and the Vietnam Veterans of America, that are going to have tables set up trying to recruit new members. And we're trying to get all the different veterans groups down there to take part in the parade. It's not too late to join up. Veterans groups, contact me on Facebook, the Veterans Day, Baton Rouge Veterans Day Parade 2017. We have two floats available for any veteran that wants to show up. We have 60 available spaces. And once we run out of that, we're going to try and cram them into cars and trucks that we have that are taking part in the parade.
So for people that are going, I understand that you will also be accepting donations.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be selling T-shirts and have a donation jar there. And the money is to go to future parades and to help veterans.
Homeless veterans, canned food, non-perishables, I understand. New unwrapped toys for Toys for Tots.
Yes, ma'am. The Marines will be picking those up.
And parade goers also welcome to bring their worn out or damaged flags for proper retirement and disposal.
Yes, ma'am.
Tommy Strait with the Capital Area Veterans Association. Again, I know that you put a ton of work into this, and your efforts do not go unnoticed. That parade rolls at 2 o'clock on Sunday, but again, as he said, USS Kidd's going to be hosting awesome events from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the weather is going to be gorgeous. Tommy Strait, thank you for joining me in studio today.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Eagle 98.1.